You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner across ESPN Radio in Virginia. I'm Ed Lane. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. And it's our pleasure to welcome in one of the captains on the Jefferson Forest soccer team. It's Zach Wiley, our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, joining us in the studio. Zach, first of all, real big thanks to you for making time for us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
At this point in the year, you're at the midway point, maybe a little bit past that. I know you play soccer year-round. Take us through where you guys are right now, just from a physical standpoint, in terms of freshness and health and executing the way you want.
Started out with a little bit of injuries at the beginning of the season, but I think those guys are getting back now, starting to get in the swing of things. Real excited to have them back and get them back into it and hopefully score some goals, and real excited for that.
Having been around soccer for you since, 4 years old, have you gotten a greater understanding as your varsity career has progressed of just the physical and the mental preparation it takes to get through an entire year?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it begins at a young age, and you develop certain techniques, and your mental game and physical game gets stronger as you progress through your career, and hopefully it keeps getting better.
You referenced, and Zach Wiley, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, is with us. You mentioned the mental game. Was that something that clicked when you first started, or was there a point where the mental game kind of became more important and more of a focal point?
Obviously, when you're younger, the mental game isn't as much of a focus when, the coaches focus on your technical development. But as we get older, we focus more on the tactical and what to do.
Sure.
When you get in certain situations and how to react to certain aspects of the game. And so, definitely important at this point.
And for you, the an element of strategy as well, game planning, looking at other opponents. When did all of that start to come together in your career and you starting to have an idea of what to expect?
It definitely started when we started high school play. The focus is you prepare for the next game. So you focus on what they're going to do and what you can do to stop that and hopefully improve your success to win the game and move on and focus it at it at each game.
Zach Wiley, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week. He's a senior defender and a captain, and joining us here on Cavalier Corner. From a defensive standpoint as well, with the cerebral part, just where you are, being able to get a wide view of what's going on in front of you, how much of an advantage do you feel that gives you, just your position, being able to know everything that's going on and react accordingly?
Yeah, it's definitely helpful because you have to be able to read the game, and you're oftentimes reacting to the offensive players, so that's difficult. And I think I've learned throughout the years and getting the experience year after year on how to read the game a little bit better and get in the right positions.
And as a captain also, being elevated to that position, a leadership position, being on defense and being a defender, and you're a senior, you've been around a while now, not only the game but at the varsity level, how's that all kind of tied together in helping you be a leader that can now help out other teammates to help this JF soccer team get the most out of yourselves?
I just try my best to keep the team organized and keep them motivated, especially keep working hard, especially during games and definitely in practice.
Communication, is there a lot of that? Is it more of a lead by example? What's your style?
I'm probably the communicator. Joe's probably the lead by example guy, a little more quiet.
You're a rah-rah guy?
Yeah, definitely.
How do you do that? Different styles, if you're going to be vocal, can work differently. Do you have an approach that you generally take? Do you kind of have an idea now of what your teammates are and how they're going to respond?
It depends on the guy. Some guys are what we went through a communication thing earlier in the season. They're type ones, respond to you getting in their face, and then other guys are, you got to be a little more passive, just approach them on the side and be a little more, passive.
Sure.
Definitely.
Encouraging and
supportive as well. Yeah, definitely.
For you, is it different in practice versus the heat of battle in terms of how you approach them, or you know, have you been around the game long enough to where things are slow enough and you're able to just react the same way both times?
It depends on the situation. Sometimes I am a little more aggressive in games, obviously, because the energy is, you got that adrenaline pumping and you're in the zone, and sometimes it's not the best approach, but it just comes out and you try to harness it and get the most out of your guys.
Upper crust student athlete of the week, Zach Wiley, with us here on Cavalier Corner, senior defender on the JF soccer team, and he's a captain also. For you this year, how important is it, not just being a senior, but knowing that last year 10-6-3 is a record a lot of programs would give anything to have, but for JF, you know, soccer, the standard is so high that it's not, you know, it's not what you guys maybe envisioned.
Obviously not what we were wanting to start, but I think we had sides of our game last year that we have built on this year, and it made us a better team pushing through those hard times and then building on them this year, especially to hopefully progress further in the season, and we're ready for the tough games coming up ahead.
Is somebody who plays year-round, I mean, and the sport has kind of evolved into that, as many have, how much did the off-season work and the training and the other competition in which you were involved, how much of that was utilized to get you and to get your teammates ready for what you're going through now?
Conditioning, lifting, definitely very important. Help us be stronger on the field, both physically and when we get tired on the field. It's very important to harness in and focus. So the more endurance we have to keep grinding away is important later on in games.
Zach Wiley, senior defender with us here on Cavalier Corner for the JF soccer team. The swimming as well. You've done swimming as well. That's been a winter sport activity to complement soccer. How much has that gone into helping you, you know, the amount of running you do in soccer, and then obviously swimming being, you know, a very endurance-based sport?
Yeah, swimming definitely helped endurance, and it also helped me get off my feet for a little bit. A lot of pounding around all season long after the fall season. So swimming helped me get off my feet and just relax a little bit. It's good building muscle all across the board and helped my fitness a ton. I could run for days coming in while a lot of guys were still struggling after not taking a couple months off.
Don't have to worry about that knocking the rust off feeling. I can bet it's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
Zach Wiley with us here on Cavalier Corner. After this, VMI is in your forecast. It's a, you know, it's a unique school because it's a challenge, but at the same time, there's a real tight-knit community and alumni base. What about the opportunity to play soccer at VMI stood out to you and, you know, prompted you to want to go there?
I was really excited. They just got a new coach last year, and they've struggled in the past, and he's really trying to build the program. And he just sold that to me, and I bought into it, and I'm ready to get down there and give it my 100%.
Why that? You know, a lot of kids in your spot might want to go to the front-running program. Seems like you want to be a part of something and building it up.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure about it at first, but after he sold it to me, I really bought into it. And it was different because I was trying to go somewhere where I fitted in academically and athletically, and I wanted to be able to go somewhere where I could impact the game as soon as possible, and VMI was just a good fit for that.
Zach Wiley, VMI bound to play soccer, and reports August 9th. Final question for you. You go from a spring sport in soccer to playing again this fall for VMI. How is your time at JF with the academics and the enrolling in the CVCC early college program all the way to competing in soccer and then doing swimming? How is all that, you believe, prepared you to get to the challenge that awaits you when you get to Lexington in the fall?
It's mainly time management. I mean, it's helped me a lot manage my time and focus. Obviously, my studies are the most important thing at the moment, and the soccer on the side is important to me, and I think just all that put together has really prepared me for next fall.
Zach Wiley, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. discussing his time at JF, his transition to VMI next year, and the season as it goes right now for the Cavaliers. Zach, thank you for your time in the studio. Really appreciate it. Good luck and good health.
Thanks for having me.
Zach Wiley here on Cavalier Corner. We're back with more next across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.